To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Seriously?
Are you for real?
The only picture I got was no.
Dude, I sent all the pictures that we needed for the show. It's literally one, two, three. Well, yeah. And within those two pictures contains like 18 pictures.
When did you send them?
Today.
I never got them.
3:50 p.m.
Yep. He said, start putting together your arguments, boys. This is your first time looking at them, huh?
I was too busy working.
Working.
Do you see them? Do you see them now?
He was working that other arm to get a
Hallmark
work on his stranger.
Do you see them now?
Where am I supposed to see him?
On your phone.
No, I don't. I'm fucking telling you, I didn't fucking get him, and y'all don't believe me.
At 3:50 p.m., it was it. You said laugh out loud. We could fill it. Works for me, and then two pictures. You don't got them?
No. I don't. The last thing I got from y'all was email sent.
Well, yeah, this was way earlier than that.
That was it, bro.
I sound like an old married couple.
Oh, my God. Why do I even do this? Why do I even show up? Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Two episodes in a row. We got that right.
Yeah. We're on a roll.
It's like those signs in factories. There have been 0 days since the last accident. Well,
yeah,
there have been two episodes since we haven't put the intro up.
There you go. Do you got him now, Homer?
Yes, I got him.
Okay, cool.
He's all the picture's all grainy. I don't know what I'm looking at.
I can't see nothing.
I think you'll be fine. Even if you can't.
Aaron, why did you send me a picture of your children? I don't know why these are supposed to be superheroes.
My children are superheroes. You're throwing away a golf ball? Why?
Because it bounces.
She just said, make me feel guilty, and now she's putting it back in the toy box. She actually just threw it in the toy room and picked up a hanger angrily.
Oh, the podcast is now what Deborah does in her spare time. Got it. Narrated by Aaron.
The Deborah prompt is around the house. Looking for her next victim. She just threw a battering at me.
Yep. Next time we see you, man. How'd you get that black eye?
Oh, I fell
into my wife's fist.
So the youngest, my youngest, his favorite thing to do when you're irritating him or he's done talking to you, he goes, battering. And then just turns away and walks away. He just does the motion of throwing a battering and goes, battering. And then walks away. That's how he tells you, I'm done talking to you, and you frustrated me. I'll be gone.
He's all out.
Pretty much. So we're talking about what we wanted to talk about today. We were talking about what we were going to talk about. And Homer said, hey, let's talk about that new Justice League photo that dropped over the weekend. Or it looks like they're coming out of a fucking Millennium Falcon or some shit. Landed on Alderaan.
Well, I wonder what the hell they're coming out of. Unless it's like the invisible Wonder Woman airplane ship thingy.
No way, dude. It's going to be, I bet you. If you haven't seen the image, you can head over to our Instagram. I posted it in our story the other day. I'll go ahead and post the full picture on Instagram by the time this is airing so you can see it for yourself. But yeah, man, I think that they're getting out of some type of bat plane that's going to eventually become part of the Justice League Watchtower. Boom.
Oh, you think so?
You think so?
I'm not holding anything back. We're just jumping right into this episode right here.
Yeah, I think they're in the Batcave.
No, definitely not. Why would there be so much smoke coming out of the Batcave? And why would maybe the Batcave open onto level ground?
In the background?
You never know. This could be like the 1960s Batman where they drive out and a little sign falls out on the ground. You know.
That would be impressive. Sign.
Yeah.
That would be impressive. But we watched him. He had to drive into the fucking lake in front of his house to get into the Batcave.
Yes.
In the last movie.
But he's also a billionaire, so he could have built another entrance. Just saying.
Boom. They're coming out of that burnt down Wayne Manor. Yeah, that smoke is actually still burning. It's on fire. It's the embers.
Wait. In Batman vs. Superman, Wayne Manor wasn't blown up.
Yeah, it was, dude. It's all fucking decrepit and nasty. It's clearly burnt. It's clearly got some water damage.
Yeah, like
okay, I'm thinking about Christian Bale.
One of the parts where they're like chilling in a house, that's like his lake house. That's not fucking the.
He like walks. He walks from his manor anymore. Lake house, and then you see his crap house, the Wayne Manor, behind him when he's walking to go see Man-Bat in the little gravestone for his parents.
Crap, I gotta go watch this movie again.
I'm telling you, man, Ultimate Cut's where it's at. So I was looking at this picture, and they look fucking good, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I have a few issues, I guess. All right. Not issues, but I'm not like...
So I got a fun thing I want to do this episode.
It's horrible, but...
All right, I have the image in front of me. Go ahead. Do your... Oh, shit. That's not the image. Hold on. I have the image in front of me.
Damn it. I didn't know we were talking about this one. I had other images in front of me. Not to be meant that way.
All right.
Hold on. I got to find it.
Just type in new Justice League photo. It's all five of them. Cyborg in the middle. Homer, give me your quips.
Okay, real quick.
Wait, Wonder are you going to go from left to right?
Oh, we're going to go all right. No, I'm just going to pick at them.
Okay, let's do it. Cherry pick. Cherry pick that.
So cherry pick, real quick. The Flash is looking pretty good. His outfits, I don't know if you start comparing it to all the other like Power Rangers that's kind of coming out too.
Okay, well.
Kind of looks, but I mean, it kind of makes me think like, did he do it? Or did Batman kind of help him out with something? That's why the suit's kind of different or something. You know what I mean? But I'm kind of digging it. His arms kind of look huge for like the way he is. But
yeah. I have one issue with Flash's.
Too Power Man though. I mean, too Power Ranger right now.
It does look a little Power Ranger. My issue is why are there so many lines on his outfit?
Because he's so fast, bro.
He's got to cut through the wind. It's for aerodynamics.
All right. So that's your issue with the Flash. What's next one?
Wonder Woman's fine with me. You know, she
has she changed outfits? It's the same outfit, right?
It looks the same. It doesn't look.
It actually looks more colorful.
Differences, yeah. But I mean, I don't think it's to where I'm really overall, nagging on it. That's fine.
Yeah. Overall, I think that's a solid choice to keep her. It makes sense. Why would she upgrade her armor? She's been doing that since she's an Amazonian woman. Since back in the day, no upgrades. I actually like that take on it. What you got next?
Batman G. Like, G. I'm not really going to. It looks There's like he has more armor to his regular suit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but he is fighting gods. The
previous one? You know? Yeah. Aquaman looks pretty good.
Aquaman looks like a. Like he's going on a hunt, doesn't he?
Yeah, but
well,
I mean,
he is a fisherman.
No, like a hunt. Like he's gonna go hunt like some like bison or something.
Yeah,
he looks like a bison. Look like he's not wanting to like actually came out of the water dripping wet and crap, you know. And
no, and you know what? That suit makes him look even bigger than he already is. I wonder if there's gonna be some kind of
thing, man.
But look, he looks even bigger in that suit. I wonder if it's gonna be something like. That suit has some type of it's what allows him to be out of water for so long, but he's going to have his power still in that suit. I'm just curious.
SpongeBob power,
exactly. Dude, so could Batman look any more straight out of the fucking Arkham games?
Right,
looks dead on.
That's
man.
The way it looks like that armor.
He doesn't look like Owlman in this picture. He's got the goggles up, and he looks. You nailed it. Yeah. G. He looks G.
I'm just kind of like, those goggles, I don't know. Like, I feel like he should just knock them off and just rock just like that. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he has a reason. He throws some flares. And
so he can see through the smoke.
Oh, maybe. There it is. So, you know, I was watching Batman v Superman this past weekend, actually. And there's that scene where Alfred's working on that mask and he's doing the voice test. And he's like, it's not an issue with the... It's not an issue with the speaker. It's the armor's too thick. Dude, I think he's working on that helmet right there. That
That's the one that he was working on, right?
Yeah, because it has, like, I was always trying to figure out, I was like, why do the goggles look like, why do the eye sockets look like they're above? I don't get it. And I think that's what it is. So,
like, they're not inside the helmet, they're like outside. I just help them. So, the last but not least, Cyborg. Cool character. He's awesome. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just the still pictures that I'm looking at. You could tell, like, hardcore, this is rowdy CGI.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to agree.
Maybe when it's in motion, it looks awesome. You know, like with the couple of that we've seen, it looks good. But I mean, just a still picture, I don't know. It just looks way too.
It's very CGI, especially on the face.
Yeah, but especially on his head and everything, it's too CGI. All
right, so I'm gonna take it here. But dude, look in his crotch area. It's Megatron. Look at it. Look at that. He's got two eyes. It looks like Megatron is coming through his pelvis, man.
It's just coming at you.
Dude, I'm seeing a Terminator. Like, when I just look at Cyborg altogether.
Yeah, very like Terminator-esque.
Yeah.
Overall, though, man, I think it's great. Cyborg definitely giving me the most trouble right now. But, I mean, I have absolutely no complaints about this. I think it looks great overall. So great that I said, you know what? I wonder how this would compare to some of the other iterations, particularly live action, that we've seen these characters in. And I figured we'd do like we always do. Why not do a best of type of scenario? Let's rank these motherfuckers. So,
all right.
We're not going to do a point system this time since most of them have such few. I think we'll be able to get away with just a solid vote. And if there's some kind of, and if anything, we'll vote somebody off. We'll get to that when we get there. We don't need to go through all the fucking rules right now. There's some exceptions to the rules. Obviously, Batman's had a lot of iterations. So we'll do him last. We'll start at the beginning. But first, we'll start with Aquaman.
I don't have Aquaman.
Are they 1 to 5? Like, are we ranking them 1 to 5, 1 to 10?
No, we're just going to say of the ones that I provided, which will also be on our Instagram for you to follow. Hold on. I'm telling you. Of the ones that you have. Aquaman. I'm going to get to Aquaman's thing in a second. Of the ones we have, we're going to rank which of these is the best. So, with Aquaman, though, the only other, like, major role he had was in Smallville when they did the Hoodie Gang, where they had Aquaman in a hoodie, they had some red dude in a hoodie, and then they had Cyborg in a hoodie. That sucked. We're not counting that. We're just going to go with Aquaman. This is going to be the best version of Aquaman physically that we've ever seen in some live action type form. So we're not going to include Aquaman on this list. We're just going to give Jason Momoa the win right here.
Did you make that decision? Yep.
Glad
you guys are on a great together.
Does anybody object?
I do.
No, because the Aquaman the animated series look like crap.
Okay. My wife objects. Go ahead.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You ain't got no other contenders. Jason Momoa wins for Aquaman. Okay. Next up, The Flash. So we have three Flashes here. We have Ezra Miller's Flash, which we see in the new Justice League photo, along with a couple other clips that we've seen. We have current TV Flash, whose actor name escapes me at the moment. But if you're watching Flash on the CW, you know exactly who this is. And then we're going to have his dad from that show, who played the old Flash, John Wesley Shipp, in that old Flash costume. Now, of these three, which one do you think is the best costume?
The OG.
Not necessarily.
Not the old original show.
Just costume. We're going just based on costume right here.
I'm going with the one from the CW.
No. You're high.
The one from the CW.
Yep. Man.
I have to go the original one. Who plays
the original? He looks like Daredevil.
Where do you get off?
I don't know if I agree with that.
He looks like Daredevil.
Yeah. Daredevil has the big lightning bolt on his chest, too. Mm-hmm. You're right.
All right. Well, this is not how we're going to have it. Because I'm going to go with Ezra Miller. Because one, the only problem I have with TV Flash is his headpiece makes it, it's too big. What is he, Brainiac under there? Why is his headpiece so big?
Because he's got so much. His hair.
It's because he has all that hair. I understand that, but it doesn't look cool.
Is it aerodynamic? Now, that's all.
John Wesley shit looks fantastic. His costume, badass. But man, he is really buff to be a fast runner. He's like the buffest runner I've ever seen. Why is he so big?
Because he runs so much, bro. All that working out.
That would make him small.
Those gains, bro.
Dang.
Yeah, you don't know. He'd be tiny.
Dang. All right. So.
So everyone who runs is like really, really tiny, you're saying?
Everyone that runs?
Is that what you're saying?
Everyone that runs is usually a twig.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? Pretty thin. Yep. So since we're already on the first one, we've already come to a three-way tie. I have to pull in a tiebreaker. Deborah, which Flash is the best-looking Flash?
CW.
TV
costume-wise?
Costume-wise, and just build costume. Just the Flash, how he looks. We got TV Flash, the one that we watch, the new Ezra Miller Flash, and then we have the old John Wesley Shipp Flash. Okay. Homer, you're out.
Oh, there you go.
So you're down to TV Flash and Ezra Miller Flash.
Kind of hard. He looks like a new Power Ranger.
Dude, that's the same thing Homer said. She said well, you can hear.
TV Flash.
TV Damn Flash. Straight.
That's what I'm talking
Flash
about.
TV Flash is going to win it out. TV Hell Flash yes. wins this round.
High five Deborah for me.
It's because Absolutely that's the only not. Flash she knows.
Let's see how it is.
No, she's seen the Ezra Miller Flash too.
He's cute.
You don't got to lie to back her up. It's okay. Move on.
They're both cute.
We went and saw Suicide Squad in theaters together.
I don't believe it. Next character.
Alrighty. Moving on to
but isn't Ezra Miller? He's from.
I said good day.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. Yeah, we're only talking about his personification of the Flash, though.
I said good day.
Okay. I said good day. Wonder Woman. We got the original TV show Wonder Woman.
Is that like some random cosplay in the middle? Who's that? I've never seen that.
So I had a feeling somebody was going to say this. So apparently there was a short, very short run on NBC, and that's the Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, that show sucked. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I don't think it made it very long. I don't have all the details on it. I know it got shut down real fast. It might have even just ended up being like a TV movie.
It was a TV show. It was a TV show that I think made it like a couple episodes after pilot. And the number one complaint was that it looked like she was wearing a costume from Party City.
Wow. Boom. You nailed it. She looks like a cosplay. And then we have Gail Gadot, however you pronounce that, as Wonder Woman.
I don't know who Miller's going to pick.
I wonder who I'm going to pick.
I wonder who's that.
Yeah.
Because apparently the original's going to be too old for Mina. So it can't be her.
Well, everyone knows like who I would pick. Gal Gadot, hands down.
Gal Gadot does look fantastic.
Homer? And she won me over in Batman versus Superman because she looked badass.
She stole the scene, and she's got the best theme song ever. Not that that weighs in on this debate at all, but she does have a damn good theme song in that movie. Homer, who you got?
That movie, that looks awesome.
I know you don't got NBC Supergirl, so you're either going Supergirl, NBC Wonder Woman, so you're either going old school or new school.
We know how Homer likes those older women.
But since we're going through costumes, I guess new school.
And you know, it's a tough call, and I think I'm going new school as well. Although I will say, I do like old school's headband much better than new school's headband.
No, man. Like, she looks more like a
school change, like a bro. She just spun around and boom.
Yep.
In the costume.
Eh. Yep.
But her headband is way more comic accurate than triangle headband. I like the star.
But new school Wonder Woman looks like she could actually beat your ass.
I don't know. This picture I'm looking at of old school Wonder Woman looks like she put up a damn good fight.
I don't know. She looks like a beauty queen or something to me. Like she's in some sort of pageant. Maybe it's just the way she's posing. I don't know.
Maybe. Either way, both good choices, I think, hands down. Well, unanimous decision here. Gal Gadot wins. Now, next up is Cyborg. And yay. I cheated for Cyborg a little bit because he hasn't had any good live action. I'm not counting Smallville. Since I didn't count Smallville for Aquaman, I couldn't count it for Cyborg. But Cyborg's had a very decent run on TV so far in the hit show Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go. So we're going to compare Teen Titans Go, Teen Titans, and Justice League Cyborg here. So, who wants to go first? I guess technically it's my turn to go first.
Yeah. But
this is a tough call. Going solely based on costume and look, I think I'm going to go Teen Titans. Not Teen Titans Go, Teen Titans Cyborg. Loved him on that show. That's where I was really introduced to him, got used to him. And his look on that is spot on. I think it's a good look. Who you got?
I also agree with you. I agree. I'm going with that.
Teen Titans. Two for Teen Titans, just for shits and giggles. Homer, who would you take on that one?
He's not like, Teen Titans Go. Get off the podcast.
Teen Titans Go looks pretty good, too. You know
what? I'm going to pull a minor and go the total opposite direction.
What?
Which is?
From the new movie, Justice League. Yeah.
Cyborg. Nice. I mean, he looks pretty good. I mean, you look at the side-by-sides, and, I mean, it's looking pretty good. But I don't know. I love that. I love that Teen Titans cartoon as a whole, and I love Cyborg's look in there.
Yeah, it's because, like, in the Teen Titans, he was such a hard-ass, though. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then like,
he had
the
fun interaction with Beast Boy, but then he just went fucking hardcore as well.
Yeah.
Now, for the most difficult conversation, the best cinematic bat suit.
Now, are we going to go through all of them?
No. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to narrow this list down. So right here we have first appearance Batmans in the early serials. We got Adam West Batman, Michael Keaton, Batman Returns. Then we got Val Kilmer. Yeah, man. We got Val Kilmer first in the opening to Batman Forever, and then we got Val Kilmer in the closing to Batman Forever. George Clooney in the opening to Batman and Robin. George Clooney in the closing to Batman and Robin. Then we got Batman Begins, Dark Knight / Dark Knight Rises. And that gets us into Ben Affleck's Batman. Which he's only been in two movies. He's already got four fucking costumes. I guess that math makes sense. We got the regular Batsuit, armor Batsuit, the new, more padded Batsuit, and then the Batsuit that we see in the picture here. Now, damn. You got to nominate someone. Who are you going to nominate, Homer? As one of the top contenders for Batsuits.
I would have to go Michael Keaton in the original Batman, though.
Okay. Michael Keaton, Batman Forever. Batman Forever. What the fuck am I talking about? I'm fired.
I was the original Batman. Batman Forever. I was off. Michael Keaton?
Batman One.
Maybe I didn't say his name correctly.
Michael Keaton. All right, Philip.
I'm going to go with Ben Affleck, the newer padded suit in the bottom left.
Okay. So this is the Justice League suit, regular suit, not the Night Owl looking suit. So Ben Affleck, right. I'm going to name that suit 3.
And we also got to post this picture so everybody knows what.
Oh, yeah. We'll be posting both of these. So you can follow along on our Instagram. Both of these pictures are posted. Now, I'm going to throw a curveball to both y'all motherfuckers. We're going to each nominate 2.
What?
But we're going to each nominate 2, and then we're just going to rank the 6 that we choose all together. So I'm kind of conflicted. So One of mine was going to be Michael Keaton, of course. But to be honest, I think I like the Batman Returns one better.
Really?
Subtle difference, but the biggest difference, the two biggest differences are, or that stand out to me. One, I like the abs better. I like that they look more, not so like bodysuity. They're more squared out. They look a little more mechanical. I don't know. It just seems a little more tactical. And they cleaned up the bat signal on that suit. It doesn't have like those weird extra things at the bottom.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that being said, I don't know if I want to nominate. Man, I don't know if I want to waste one of my nominations when you already have the first Michael Keaton on there. All right, I'm going to give you a big curveball. I'm going to go George Clooney, first bat suit.
You're dope.
Which one is the George Clooney one?
The one underneath Michael Keaton.
Oh, that helps because I see Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer's to the right of Michael Keaton.
Oh, shit. No, my bad. All right.
Yeah. Psych. Just kidding. I'd never nominate Bat Nipples, although that suit does look not too bad.
Bat Nipples.
That is a total piece of shit, man. Like, are you kidding me? It looks like the Bat Nipples and then the focus on putting the Bat Butt on. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. No, I'm absolutely 100% going Adam West Batman.
Okay.
Classic Batman. It's the Batman suit that the regular person can pull off.
Because you can see his belly in the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
How he's like sucking it in on the show, and then sometimes you forget to suck it in, and you're like,
negativity.
Dude, he's got one of the
best. What are you talking about, dude? That was like the best Batman ever. That I'm not being negative.
That's the first Batman to incorporate short ears on the live action before Ben Affleck. He beat Ben Affleck to it. You can't not let the classic go.
That show was awesome, though, man.
Homer,
I remember watching it as a kid.
Your second and final nomination. What do you got?
All right, Justice League Batman.
That is a damn good looking.
Because it was close between that one or the armor that he used to fight Superman, like that heavy armored Batman. But
yep,
I don't know. I got to go with the one he looks now, dude. It looks real G.
Yep, I can't argue with that. Philip, your second and final nomination.
I guess just going off of what Homer says, but I'm going to pick the Armored Batman from Batman versus Superman.
Armored Batman. Not a bad choice. Now I'm in kind of a conundrum.
Those boots, though, that he has in that one.
Oh, I know, dude. The spike boots. Straight out of the comic on that one, man. Straight out of the comic. So I'm kind of torn. Actually, not really. Now that I'm really thinking about it, I'm like, does Christian Bale's bat suit get a nod? First kind of bat suit to do the motorcycle helmet. Only bat suit to he can actually turn his head in.
The first one?
No, the second one.
Oh, yeah. The first one he couldn't, right? He was just like...
No, he couldn't. That's why they say in Dark Knight, he brings it. He's like, I need to be able to turn my head. He takes it to Lucius Fox. So from an innovation standpoint, that's fantastic. But from what I really want to see when I watch Batman, I have to go Ben Affleck's original suit, man. The first time we see Ben Affleck.
The one in the gray?
Yep. The gray with the black bat suit. Like it, the one.
It's kind of like a throwback. I understand.
Yeah, man. It's just like it's so classic. I can't not.
The bat looks overweight, though.
So does the one on the one you picked.
Yeah, I know, but it's less visible.
Which is what makes it not as impressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going Ben Affleck first suit. Now we have six contenders here. We're going to score them on a scale of 1 to 5. So I lied to you in the beginning. We are going to do scale. We're scoring. And we'll put these guys, the top six bat suits, according to us, which we obviously don't know shit because half of our suits are Ben Affleck.
You're right. Three of them are, right?
Oh, yep. No, four of them are.
All four. Yeah, we picked all four of the Ben Affleck
suits.
What? Really?
Yeah. We picked all four of his suits. One of us did at one point. That is insane. I picked two of them.
So, yeah.
Well, you're the worst.
Whatever, man.
All right. So, let's start with Homer's first pick, Michael Keaton. Homer, on a scale of 1 to 5, what do you give that bat suit? Based on
body armor and everything.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say. Based on, let's do it based. Yeah. Oh man, it's. I was gonna say
you could do. He has that utility belt that just. I know they all do, but I mean, his was just G for some reason.
You're gonna take it. You're gonna give it a 5, huh? All right, Philip, what do you got on that one? Michael Keaton's first bat suit. The first time we see Batman on the big screen outside in a serious manner. That bat suit, on a scale of 1 to 5, what do you give it?
3.
In comparison to everything we have here, you're going to give it a 3.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to call you absolutely crazy. I'm with Homer 100%. That is a total 5 in my book. It looks great. I mean, is it comic book accurate 100%? Absolutely not. But do they get the big hits right? Sure. He's got the big yellow suit. I wear a target on my chest. That's where it's plated. He crushed it. I think that that suit looks fantastic. I'm giving that a solid 5. Now on to Phillip's pick. Suit 3, which is the not the armored version, the more padded version of Ben Affleck's suit.
The all black one, right?
Yeah. Yep. Phillip, since that's your pick, go ahead and give us your number on that one. In comparison 5. To what else is on here, you're going to give that a 5. You're going to justify that 5?
Yeah. Looks badass. That is my justification, sir.
I'm not sure you're seriously on the same show as us. You know how like, we gave like, a lengthy explanation on why we – because we gave 5.
I'll give you an explanation. I just think it's more of like the one you picked, for example, right? It really shows the bat. So, in my sense, okay, so that one, he's working alone. It's more about Batman, you know? So, bat symbol is more prominent. This one, everything kind of blends in together. He's, you know, part of a team now, the Justice League, so it's not all about him. Okay. Totally bullshitting, but it kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you were doing good until you said you were totally bullshitting, because I was like, I guess I can kind of see the symbolism there.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to kind of call bullshit. I do like the cowl on that one. I like how the ears are more defined. I am definitely not giving that bat suit a 5, though, because of everything that you just made up.
I bet a bunch of people sitting right now are probably like, oh, yeah, that's a – oh, fucking asshole, Philip.
You've dug your own grave there, buddy. Of everything that's on this list, I think this is probably my least favorite. I'm gonna go ahead and give this a 2.
Really? Not the George Clooney or the Val Kilmer suits?
No, that's not on the list anymore. I'm talking of the 6 we have.
Oh shit.
Yeah, well no, I don't care about what didn't make the top 6.
Not even I'm giving that a suits.
Yeah, dude, I'm giving that a 2. Like it looks like they made a brave move with the first suit. Comic book accurate, looks great. And then they were like, oh, man, Batman v Superman getting hammered. Oh, you know what movie did do good? Dark Knight. Let's make him more Dark Knight-y. Make him more black on black, put a little bit more armor on him. I don't know. Feels like a cheap to me. I'm only giving it a 2. It still does look good.
Or it could be about the bat, how everyone made fun of the fat bat. And they were like, let's put him in all black.
But that was like one of the symbols. Wasn't it one of the cartoon symbols where like the bat was like that as their logo? I don't know if that's the way it was.
In the Dark Knight Returns animated. Oh, the Dark Knight Returns. He's got the fatter bat on it.
Does he?
It was just their version of it. And, you know, I mean, they took a risk for it. It's definitely not my favorite bat signal. We're not rating bat signals today, thank God, because that's going to be a fun show whenever we do it.
Dude, there's like so many of those. I think there's like 50 or 60 at least.
It's insane.
But I don't know, man. I don't like his abs in it. like, yep, they're so small compared to like his actual abs that are like behind it. Like the symbol just blends in too much. Like, yep, I don't like it. Like, there's nothing. Like, to me, it's just a guy running around in a black outfit.
That was the point. That's why Christian Bale's bat suit's not on here.
Actually kicking ass. And I would be like, oh, it's Batman. I thought it was somebody else. I didn't know it was him until I saw that bangarang come out. But yeah, go back.
Bangarang!
What's you giving it? What's your score for it, Homer?
I give it a 2, man. I give it a 2 as well.
I see how you guys value our friendship here. Why don't I even show up?
I mean, somebody's got to sit under the bus. I'm just saying.
Is there somebody back there?
All right, next up is going to be my
Homer.
First pick, Adam West batsuit. Man, this is iconic. You know, it's the suit that anybody can wear. I love the cowl. I love the short ears, the yellow, the gold.
The eyebrows.
Not the best batsuit on this list, I'm not going to lie. But it's too classic and too innovative to not include. I'm going to give this a 4. What you got, Homer, on the Adam West batsuit?
I love it. There's little differences here and there that I don't like. Where, like, if you start nitpicking, you know what I'm saying? The logo's too low, you know, stuff like that. The belt is too big. But, I mean, it was cool, dude, for what it was. It was awesome. He had the little blades on his freaking gloves and stuff like that. The eyebrows was what did it for me, you know what I mean? I thought it was real freaking cool, dude.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 4 as well. I liked it. That cape's pretty bad. Like, bad in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, we got you. Philip, what you got on the Adam West batsuit?
-3 or something.
Not building off of it's everything I said about it before. I do think it looks like a fat man fitting into a leotard. So I have to give it a 1, man.
A 1?
I don't like that suit at all.
Dang.
And I don't know if it's because, like, when I watched the show as a kid, I found it entertaining, but as I got older, I was just like, this is really lame. Like, the animated series for me held up, but Adam West Batman did not. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how well those hold up, but they do have a special place in everybody's childhood.
Hardly.
All right. Next up, Homer, your second pick, the Justice League Batman, which we have discussed in length today on today's episode at the start of the episode when you picked it. Go ahead and give us your score on it.
Man, I have to give it a 5, dude. Like, if we start comparing it to video games that have been out recently, you know, the two Batmans that came out on the 360, the Arkham games, it's just armored up, man. It's so cool. Like, it's not fully armored to where he's unable to move and he's working too much at it and stuff like that. But, I mean, he has it going on. That little kind of silver look to it where it's just kind of like metal, but he's still able to rock it. It's just – he's just buff and ready to go, man. Look at those pockets, those little pockets that he has going on. You could tell, like, each individual one is separate and he has his own little – nicks and knacks and ready for it, dude. But I really dig it, dude. I like it. And then that cape looks like a heavy ass rubber too, dude. Like, you can tell that thing could probably slide a bullet or a knife away too. So I give it a 5.
Philip, what about you? What you got on this one?
I'm gonna give this one a 5 as well. I dig it.
That's gonna be 5s all around on this one. I for everything that Homer just said and we've said on this show, this looks great. It looks like it came straight out of an Arkham game, which everybody loved. You're right, Homer. That cape does look like it do some damage. It looks intense. And, you know, the first time I saw him in this suit, when he had the goggles on and he's pulling the lever, I was, it's all right. It's cool. It's good. You know, good step forward. That's fine. No complaints. But in this picture of the 5 of them all together, fantastic.
Yeah, he's rocking it real well, man. I hope it's more like in the movie than kind of like the last battle sequence. You know what I mean? I hope this isn't. Oh, this is the last armor or the ending armor that they put into the freaking movie. How they do all the previous ones. He has one before, and then in mid-movie it changes, and nobody really notices, but...
I think whatever we get, the whole movie, part of the movie, I think we'll be all right with this one. Next, it's your pick, Philip.
Yep.
Armored Batman.
Going to give this a 4 just because it doesn't look as good as the Justice League.
Okay.
Armored Batman. But I give it a 4 because he used it to beat Superman's ass, and I hate Superman just altogether. I've never liked Superman as a hero.
You can't hate Superman. You got to appreciate Superman.
I guess, no, but I when mean, your weakness is
you
a
don't lot. Ever.
I'm sorry, man. It's like I am invincible against humans, but then you put a rock
dude,
in my
our
face.
Dude, our
friend
on Instagram
done.
Is not going to like you for that comment. Our regular follower, that lawyer guy. I apologize, that lawyer guy. That is just solely
that lawyer guy.
That lawyer guy, dude. He's totally awesome. He's a big.
Oh
Superman.
Well, thank you for following us, bro. Thanks for the support.
Look at that.
You can hate me. That's all good. I don't like Superman. I've never liked Superman.
We've had great conversations about anybody other than Batman and Superman because the way he feels about Superman, same way I feel about Batman. He's a good guy, though. Thanks for following us, that lawyer guy. The armored Batsuit, I want to give a high score just because it looks so cool, and it was coming after I saw The Dark Knight Returns, that animated feature, and reading the book, and I loved all the things they kept. The spike boots probably being one of my favorite. And then there's things I like I love that he has the strap on him. But then, in the same vein, like why the fuck does he have like a leather strap and satchel on that totally fucking mechanical suit? So from a look standpoint, it has to be a 5. But from a practical standpoint, and for some of the why the fuck does it look like that standpoints,
to move it, bro. That's why it's leather. You have to move.
Yeah, I guess, but like he couldn't have something more mechanical. I don't know. You just think he's putting all that weight into there. He's like, you know what's real durable? Leather.
You know what? Let me knock a couple of 10 pounds off. Let me put some leather on this bad boy.
It might. I don't know. I kind of dig that it's leather though.
It looks awesome. But when I started to think about it, I was like, maybe that's not. But you know what? I didn't even think about the weight aspect. You got a good point. I'm going to go ahead and give Armored Batman a 3.
Oh, wow.
Dang. 3. I was expecting a 4.
I was on the fence. I was going to say 3.5, but I didn't want to hear y'all bitch that I used a half this late in the game. You'd be like, oh, now we're using halves. Like, we don't use halves every single time. I didn't want to have that conversation again. So.
It's always
it's going to be
3.14, 159.
I love it. I love it, but just with what's on this list, I've got to give it a 3. Got to give it a 3.
I'm going to give it a pie. That's what I'm going to give it. A 3.14. I'm going to give it a pie.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and put pie on my chart here. Is it okay if I use 22 over 7 instead of 3.14? Because that's only 22 over 7 is more accurate. I'm just going to go ahead and do that. We'll get some common denominators going here. Oh, you thought you were listening to an entertainment show. Yeah, math is entertainment, son. Stay educated.
Welcome to the real world. Welcome to the real world.
Was that your real vote, Pie? I'll happily
I give
pie
it a 4, man. I liked it, dude. He really rocked it. Like, shoot, what can I say, man? I'm not even going to disagree with about the leather Indiana Jones satchel, bro. Like, I liked it all. You know,
I had to erase the pie real quick. Put a 4 in.
You were like, "My bad. Let me actually take that off."
Bitch. I had all
bro. What's up there?
All right, last pick, Ben Affleck, the original, first time we see him, the gray on the black. It's my pick, so you know right out the gate, I'm giving it a 5. He looks fucking awesome, man. Bat signal, not my favorite. Literally everything else about that outfit, the boots look G. The fucking belt looks G. The belt feels like it's giving homage back to the Adam West outfit, man. That big yellow belt.
Yeah, it's all
you
huge
and bulky. Clearly see the capsules. You see where he's utilizing it. You know, all his the artillery he has with it looks good. You know, it just it fits well. And you know, I like his grappling gun. It has a wood handle on it. And you know, that makes sense. You know, this is his older suit. He's been out of business for a while, or he's been doing this for a long time. He has a more classic grappling gun. And then it's after Batman v Superman. It looks like he's going to come back and have all these upgrades to these suits. And now we're going to get some more fancy stuff. So, but I think this was like a great introduction into the DCEU. Looked great. Best comic book accurate Batman we've seen to date. Giving it a 5. Homer, what you got on it?
I give it a 4, man.
Going 4.
I'm just, to the other ones that we've just because I'm comparing it to the other ones we've been picking. You know, and I got to give it a 4, dude. I really like it. The color scheme and everything. The big bat symbol that you're able to see. And it's, but I mean, I don't know. I like the whole abs that they have going on there, not compared to the other one that he has later on in the movie. But mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I thought he rocked that one better than the all black one. That's why I like that one. Give it a 4.
Philip, what you got?
So this is a kind of a tough one because based off just the still, I'd give it a 3. But based on the way he was able to move around in the movie, in Batman v Superman, you know, he was able to do a lot of fluid motions and stuff like that. It just seemed a lot cooler than, you know, for example, Christian Bale, whoever you were used to seeing. So I'd give it like a 4.5.
4.5. Going 4.5 on that, you said.
What?
Well, I can't give it a 5 because I gave the black one a 5. So it would just be, yeah. I only knocked it off 0.5. Watch this one loses by 0.5. We'll be like, damn it, Phil.
For real.
All right. Motherfucker.
So let's start at the bottom. Superman and he lost the suit by 0.5.
For those doing the math at home, you can tune out now. We're done. You guys already know who's the winner. For those not doing the math at home, good thing I did. Even though I had to erase all my fucking pocket calculations. But whatever. Bottom of the barrel, we have a tie for fifth place here. Ben Affleck's suit number 3, which is the new Phillips pick, the Justice League first more padded suit, ties with Adam West Batman suit.
Hey.
Yep.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Philip was nice enough to put that shitty bat suit on the list and then was nice enough to vote the lowest on Adam West bat suit. Uh-huh. So please send all hate mail to Philip. Thank you very much, sir. I mean, what? Moving
all on. Right, number 4.
Good thing my Instagram is private. Shit.
That's going to be Armored Batman coming in. Fifth place tied with 9 points. Armored
Which
Batman.
Armored Batman?
The Armored Batman. The Batman v Superman Armored Batman.
So both of mine ranked at the bottom.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
Armored Batman came in with 11, though. 11's pretty solid score. Pretty solid score.
Fucking rigged, I tell you.
Number three.
We got coming in with, man, I feel kind of conflicted even saying this, but based on the scores we gave it, is going to be Michael Keaton's Batman.
At least
solid,
he made top three.
Work. Yep, he's top three with 13 points. Number 4. You want to do number 4 or do you want the number 1? Now we'll do number 4. Is Ben Affleck's gray and black. First time we see Ben Affleck in the bat suit. AKA
Number 4 or number 2?
That was actually number 2.
It was number 2. My bad. I was counting down.
Because we were counting down. But yeah. All right. Number 2.
Number 2 is Ben Affleck's Batman gray and black. First time we see Ben Affleck with 13.5 points. That half point put him over Keaton, Homer. Leaving number 1 for the Justice League Batman. Fives all around.
Homer's so pissed. 15.
Stupid, dude. Stupid.
I should have said 4 point, like 4.01 or something like that. I don't know.
He still would have won because he only had 13 then.
I know, but it would have been by 0.01 of a point. Yeah,
should have won with pie. The number one, the most anticipated film for, well, I don't know, it's a tie between this and Wonder Woman for sure, but definitely one of the most anticipated films of next year is going to be Justice League, or this year, is Justice League, and Ben looks badass in that suit. Obviously, we agree. What do you guys think? Right? Let us know. What?
The summer?
November.
Yeah, this year is going to be packed with movies, so
Dude,
we will be insane. We will be posting a lot this year.
Yep.
Because, what is it, Guardians of the Galaxy, a new Avengers movie, League, Wonder Woman, right?
No Avengers? Spider-Man.
I thought it was Thor. Late this year.
No, Thor. Thor Ragnarok is late
this year. Spider-Man's next year, right?
No, Spider-Man's this year. We got Guardians, Spider-Man, Thor this year. Then we got Wonder Woman, and we have Justice League this year. We also have, riddled in between all that is a bunch of other great movies. Underworld just came out. We got John Wick 2 coming out next. We got the next Fast and Furious movie. I can't. Does Jurassic?
Don't the forget, next Jurassic bro. Movie come?
Logan. X.
I can't.
Oh, Logan. Both of those coming out this year too, bro.
Were you talking about Triple X or Logan?
Both.
Homer just put his hands up and he said Logan, but then was doing the Triple X sign at the same time. I was like,
no, because I imagine like because Logan does the
over right, but the Triple Logan, X but over the head.
The oh no! I said there were good movies coming out.
Triple X, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You Triple said X, good Logan, and then you said Underworld. You're like, yeah.
I've heard pretty good things about this movie. It's on our list of movies to see soon.
Underworld?
Yeah.
It did not get good scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes can go fuck itself. I don't like Rotten Tomatoes.
That everybody said that Rotten Tomatoes was like, it sucks ass. Oh, that's right.
Oh, Batman V Superman. Suicide Squad.
Holy shit.
I didn't like Suicide Squad, though.
We should actually go by RottenTomatoes.com more often.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. We never go by RottenTomatoes.com.
No. You listen to podcasts like this.
You know what, though? I haven't seen like the last two or three Underworld movies.
Well, you can skip that last one.
It was so bad.
The last one's horrible.
I keep forgetting that last one, dude. I keep forgetting that last one.
That last one was terrible. I wish I was like, I'm not going to go see the new one.
You just said you didn't even see it, so how do you know it was terrible?
Because I saw a little bit of it, and I was like, eh. That's why I didn't see it. I watched the whole movie.
I only saw the last half, but not the full movie.
This year's going to be packed with movies, man.
That movie doesn't count as watching the movie.
If you're in the San Antonio area this weekend, there is the Ekman's Toy Show. Guys, go check it out. That's all I've got con-related. I don't know if anything else going on this weekend, but I'll be out there taking my little guys to go see if we can find some cool toys. Let us know how you rank these new suits, how you rank the DC Universe suits. Leave us a comment, message us on Instagram, Facebook. I don't give a fuck. I'll reply to you anywhere. Y'all just
can't talk to me. Not on Facebook, mister.
I'll talk to you anyway. Yeah, dude, I talk to everybody on Facebook. I talk to everybody on Instagram. Go ahead. Hit right bottom. Reply to story. Girl, I got you. Boy, I have any conversation about any of the stuff that we're posting on there. Nice. Dude, I can't believe we forgot to Power Rangers comes out in March, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm psyched about that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not hyped for it. I want to see I just want to like know what they do with it, but I'm not like, I can't wait.
I tell you what, as soon as that next trailer drops, that's when we're going to get back on here and we're going to have some serious Power Ranger conversation. That's not the next time we're going to get back on here, but that's the next time we're going to talk about Power Rangers. As soon as some more information drops on that, we're going to be talking about it. We'll see y'all next week. This is Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
Message us, like us, follow us,
share us.
To y'all.
I don't know. I don't like to be shared.
Oh, there's always one.
There's always
one. I don't want to.
What's this little toy do?
Careful. It's an exosuit. It amplifies effort and increases endurance.
And?
When I tested it, it put too much strain on my heart.
You'd let a little thing like a heart problem stop you from being Batman? I don't believe it.